Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Bechoris, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Separating Meiser Behema is very different than Meiser from Tfua. With Meiser from Tfua, you separate a tenth, and we call it Meiser. By Meiser Behema, you have to count the animals, whether it's the sheep, the goats, or the calves, as they're coming through. And you have to count each tenth one, the tenth one, this is the Meiser. And the Mishnah tells us how it's done. Ketzad Ma'asra, how was Meiser Behema taken? Says the Mishnah, Kain son, we bring in the animals that are born in his herd, Ladir. Deer is the pen, a place surrounded by a wall of stone, says Abba Tanura, or reeds. The Oyselahen Pesach Katan, and we make a small doorway, but it has to be a narrow doorway. Kedei Shalayu Shnayim, so that two of these animals should not be able to, Yechoyl, they should not be able to, Lotzeska Achas, to go out together. We want to make sure they come out one at a time. See, if they're going to come out two at a time, you're going to make a mistake with your Cheshbainas. We want to make sure we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th is Meiser. The Gemara tells us an interesting thing. They would take the mother and put it outside of the pen, and the male of the children would come out toward the mother. Wait a second, so why do you have to make it so complicated? Take some grass, throw it outside of the pen, they'll all come running. So the Gemara says a fascinating thing. Remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah? An animal that was bought, or animals that weren't with their mother at all after they were born, they're patron meiser. So if we just put out grass, and that's why the animals would come running toward the doorway, filter out the animals that were purchased. But if the reason the animals are running toward the door is because they hear their mother, so then we know that only these animals that have a mother, that means they were born in the herd, they weren't purchased, they weren't given as a gift, they're the ones that are coming out. Now, we're talking about calves over here, lambs, goats. What's the problem? Just take it out. Take hold of it and take it out. We need all kinds of tricks to figure out how to get it to leave. And the answer is, the Pasuk says, Koila sheyavar tachas hashavet. So it's mashma, each one has to go out on its own, and not that we're forcing it out. So again, so the animals are in this pen, there's a narrow doorway, only one can come out at a time. Says the Mishavaita Umayna, and they're counted b'shevet, with the stick, as they're coming out of the doorway. He counts echad, one, shnayim, two, shlosha, three, arba, four, chamisha, five, shisha, six, shiva, seven, shmayna, eight, tisha, nine, vayoytze, Assyria, and the tenth one that comes out, Soikroi besikra. We smear it with a red paint. We oimer and we say, Harei ze meiser. So the bialim hold like a stick, and when the tenth animal comes out, you just paint on this stick, and that's how we paint it red. We make like a red mark. Loi sikari besikra. What if someone did not do this? Veloi menom, or he didn't count them, bashevet with the stick. Oi, or he didn't guide them out through this small door. Rather, Minam, he counted them. Revut, someone that were just laying around. Oy Aimdim, or standing in the pen. And without this system of counting, he just decided, okay, the tenth one over there, that's the Meiser. He declared it Meiser. Harielu Mu'usadim. It's not the way you're supposed to do it. But the Meiser, it works. The Shem Meiser is Chal. But, Hoyle Melet said, you had 100 animals over here in the herd. Vinotel Asadah, he took 10. Took 10 without counting. He says, this is Meiser. His cheshma is luck. What's the difference? I should count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then again count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? So out of the 100, I just took 10. I said it's Meiser. It's going to be the same number of karbanis that are going to be Meiser, or let's say Asara. He knows he has 10 animals. He took one of them and said, okay, this is Meiser, without counting. Ein ze Meiser. This is not Meiser. At least not according to the Tanakhama. You have to count 9, and the 10th one you count as Meiser. You can't just take a 10th from your Tzayinu Bakar. And that's learned from the Pasuk Hu Asiri Yeh Kodesh. So it's Mashma. The 10th one as you're counting becomes Kodesh. But you have to count to get to 10. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Oyma Hareza Meiser, this is Meiser. And a Chanami. You're supposed to count, but he didn't. Lemaisa, it's Meiser. Zakta Batanura, from where does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda learn this, that it's Meiser anyway? He says the Torah puts together Meiser Behema and Truma, and just like by Truma, and Truma is Meiser. The Pasuk says, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. In Machshava, he decides, okay, without officially counting, L'Meiser becomes Truma, so same is true for Meiser Behema. But the Batanura tells us that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. If you don't count, then it's not Meiser. Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Kafatz Echad Min HaMenuyin L'Toichan. Listen to what happened over here. He's doing things right. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is Meiser. Okay? So now the 9 that came through are free and clear. They were Meiser. But one of those 9 decided to jump back into the pen, and I don't know which one that is. It got mixed up with the other animals. Kafatz Echad Min HaMenuyin, one of the 9 that was counted before the Meiser, jumped back. Kafatz means to jump. Echad 1, Min HaMenuyin, from the ones that were counted, jumped back L'Toichan into the deer, into the pen. I don't know which one it is. Says the Mishnah, Hari Elu, so all of the animals in the pen, Peturin, are Potter in Meiser. There are various different Sveikos over here. I'm not sure if I'm going to count now the 10th one, whether that already isn't right to be Meiser because it was counted. And the truth is, even if the 10th one that came out isn't the one that jumped back in, but if any of the 9 that are going to come out in my next count, if one of them is the one that was counted already, so it doesn't stim, the cheshbon doesn't stim. I have to count 9 animals that were not Meisered yet. And one of the 9 could have been Meisered. So in all these cases, we learn from a pasuk, you don't have to give Meiser. Meiser is only when you're sure, not on a suffix. Zok da b'demishna v'aiter. What happens? Min ha-mu'usorim le-toichan. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, this is my Meiser. And this Meiser animal turns around and runs back in. And I don't know which one it is. It jumped back in. I don't know which one it is. So this is a much bigger problem. It's not a question of how to take Meiser. It's an animal that is already Meiser. Is mixed up over here. And therefore, kulon. All of the sheep, or all of the goats, or all of the calves, whatever we're dealing with over here, that are in the pen, yiru atshe yista'avu. They have to graze in the field till they get a mum, and afterwards, v'yayachlu b'mum alabaylim. Once they get a mum, like the din is with ma'aseh behema, the baylim can just eat it. Okay, so quickly, chazing over what we learned over here in Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah told us the process. We make a narrow doorway. We explain we have the mother calling for it. The animals, whether it's the goats or little sheep, calves, they file out single file. Remember, the calves have to be separate. The goat and the sheep could be together. But either way, he's doing everything the way he's supposed to. The animals are coming out. He makes a small, narrow doorway. They shouldn't be able to come out 2 at a time. It shouldn't get mixed up. And he stands there with a stick. He's counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. As the 10th one comes out, he puts the stick down, it gets smeared with a red kind of paint. And he says, Harei zeh Meiser. If he didn't do it, if he didn't paint the 10th one, or he didn't count them with the stick, or he didn't guide them through the narrow doorway, rather he counted them when they're all laying there, or they're just standing around, and he declares the 10th one Meiser, it is Meiser. But if let's say he had 100, let's say he had 100 little sheep in his herd, he takes 10 and says, okay, you know, these 10 are the Meiser. Or he had 10 over here, and he just takes one and says, okay, this is the Meiser, without any counting whatsoever. According to Tanakama, it's not Meiser. According to Raisi Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, it is Meiser. If one of the 9 that he counted jumps back in, everything is Potter. If the 10th one that he declared Meiser jumps back in, so now I have a suffix, any of these animals could be Hagdish, could be Meiser Behemoth, so you have to wait until they get a Mum. Then as the halacha is with Meiser Behema, the Baalim can just eat it with the mum. By the way, what happens if I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th one's Meiser, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th one's Meiser. I finish counting, and I have less than 10 left. So what you do is you keep them around, and you connect it with the next animals that are going to be born in that year.